gather round, it's time for the big pen.
Point.
Hold down, kick out your heels, jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big pen, hold down, gotta have a collar you can trust.
Point. Point.
Honk.
My pig.
Point.
Mike Goose.
Nice.
Stop it.
Honk.
Pig pen.
All right. Here is Danny with the pig pen.
Earlier this week.
Oh, do we have a sponsor? Let's sponsor it up.
We do.
American Leak Detection.
What is up, Internet?
I think it's because we moved it to the 550
segment. You're right. They sponsor the 550 segment, not the pig pen. But hey, you know what? We'll take anything we can get. And thank you, American League.
League? No. Well, it's not like a baseball
detection.
There's also
a National League detection as well. But so they detect
and just blew the gag, didn't they?
Yeah.
I just blew the gag.
We've been scheming this for years.
If
you name them a team, they can detect whether it's American.
Hang on.
Milwaukee Brewers?
This has been a bit that's been brewing for 11 months. American Leak Detection. All right. Earlier this week, I was on some of the social meds, and our buddy Jeff Kay, who we used to work with, a former colleague of ours.
Yeah.
He posted that this particular album was released 38 years ago this week. All right? This takes us back to the year of 1983. Kind of like in our wheelhouse, Corby, you and me for sure, and maybe somewhat Bob as well, being a little bit younger than us. Man, this was kind of the heyday of our like late junior high, early high school time in music and music awareness. This record was the band's fifth album. It was this band's final album. This band was not my favorite band in the world, but I did like them. I really dug their fourth album, the one that came out prior to this one. But this album, you could not escape it in that year. It was up there with Thriller, all of those great records that came out in that early MTV era.
I was going to say, had MTV started by then?
MTV had been going on for about 2 or 3 years at that point.
When did MTV start?
I think 1980 or 79.
I was going to say 79, like, but...
And you could not avoid hearing these songs, seeing these videos, and it's kind of like from an unlikely band that really had pretty much a cult following for their first three albums. Had a couple of hits, but not really that big. But when this album came out, which this album in the United States went on to sell 8 million copies, you knew who it was. And when this song came on the air, you knew that you were going to hear this song for the rest of your life. Check this out. Did this cross either of your minds?
No. No, but this was my first introduction to them.
To the Police?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about them.
This is the Police, fronted by Sting. British-born Sting and British-born Andy Summers on guitar. And Stuart Copeland on drums. Power Trio. Now,
was this the first release off this record?
I think Synchronicity 2 was, which we'll play here in a moment.
Is that that crazy video where it looks like a Mad Max dystopia universe?
Yeah. This record went on to sell 15 million to date worldwide. And because of this album, it bolstered the sales of their previous four. They've sold almost 50 million albums worldwide in their career.
This was the last album they ever made?
They broke up after this. Which makes this story even more incredible. This Sting went solo after Synchronicity.
Started making songs about turtles and stuff.
Yes,
yeah, and
he
working
did.
With like people in Africa and stuff.
It's weird people.
But man, this album, it was kind of the sign of things to come, the making of this album. During the recording of this song, Sting and Stuart Copeland, the drummer, who by all accounts hated each other's guts, got into a fist fight to the point where the producer of the record almost quit the project.
Okay.
But this thing was a freaking...
Who did we have up here?
Hit Factory.
Do we have Stuart Copeland
up here?
Stuart
Copeland, yeah. And he loves
Alive, in person.
He loves him some him. But this album produced such hits as Every Breath You Take. You know this one, too.
I own this album.
Yeah.
Again, that song, Every Breath You Take, it may have been the song of that year, right?
They were nominated for a bunch of Grammys. They did not get Album of the Year, but they won 3 Grammys that year. They were cited. This album sent them into the stratosphere of popularity to where I think Rolling Stone, NME, and another British magazine said that they were literally the biggest band in the world at the time.
For sure.
We're talking about Roxanne.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know Roxanne.
Every little thing she does is magic. This little trio.
When did, Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte, when he was doing
when
Roxanne.
Did they do Roxanne?
Yeah. What movie is that?
Was that 48 Hours?
Yeah, 48 Hours. What was that before? Did that movie come out before this? Because that's maybe where I was introduced to
Man,
48
Hours.
Yeah, that movie,
right on 83.
Movie came out in December of 82.
Okay,
and then this album came out in 83.
Interesting.
But yeah, I knew very little about them, but when that Every Breath You Take song came out, again, you couldn't avoid it. It was on whatever form of radio there was back then,
yeah.
Because there was no hip-hop. Country was big, but it seemed like that every radio station was just kind of a... That all kind of sounded the same, There may have been a rock station, but this was played everywhere. Everywhere.
Right. I think I did a 180 on this song. I think I...
On Wrapped Around Your Finger?
Yes, I think on Wrapped Around Your Finger. In real time, I hated this song because they weren't playing the songs I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Probably sucked.
This album, I mean, I loved, Ghost in the Machine. I thought that was a really, really interesting, cool album. And when this came out, I was like, what happened to the Police, man? They got super poppy and super mainstream, but that's what it takes.
They also made lots of money.
They made lots of money. So in 83, in the Rolling Stone Readers poll, Synchronicity was voted Album of the Year. It was voted fifth best album in Village Voice. It won the Grammy Award for Best Rock Performance by Duo or Group with a Vocal, nominated for Album of the Year. Every Breath You Take won the awards for Song of the Year and Best Pop Performance and received a nomination for Record of the Year.
I wonder what won Best Album if this thing didn't win in 83.
When was Thriller? Was that 82?
Yeah, it was before then. Is King of Pain on this one?
Yeah.
We're going to get to that.
I love
you
King
like
of
you
Pain.
You like King
I
of Pain?
Too.
Well, let's
roll
a little. Hey, see if they got King of Pain
hey,
in there,
man. Great song.
Find it in there.
Again, my whole world was shaped by MTV.
Is that cowbell?
It is cowbell.
Some computer noise. But man, everything on this record, other than Synchronicity 2, which was another single off this, we'll play that as well. It was just so down tempo and ballady. But man, I just remember, like, every little thing she does is magic with that crazy outro with Stuart Copeland just going bananas and that refrain of EO.
Yeah.
EO. Just over and over and over. I mean, that was a pretty heavy band, and then to think that this band was the biggest band in the world, and dude, their platform is reggae.
Yeah, it
they
is.
They are by and large a dub band, reggae band.
Did Dune have anything to do with the fact that Sting became, at the same time as this was released, like more than a rock star? Like, Sting was the Police for me. I didn't know Stuart Copeland or Peter Gabriel, or what did I say that guy's name?
Andy Summers.
Andy Summers, yeah.
Gabriel.
I didn't know those. Sting was it. He was because he seemed like this larger-than-life figure, and this was pre, like, tantric sex rumors and all that, you know? Like, Sting was a global icon.
He was, and then he repeatedly put out car commercial songs.
Yeah.
Like this one, right?
Yeah.
I love this song, though.
I know, I love this song, too, but you could definitely sell a Buick to it.
Oh, yeah.
Definite earworms. I mean, I didn't like this album as a whole. I recognize its commercial greatness, and these songs are, now that I'm older, they're very, very good, well-crafted songs. They're almost, they kind of brought a simplicity into their style and kind of got away from the reggae feel stuff, and I think maybe that's what took them to the next level. The three tunes that I played right now have really no indications that they are a quote-unquote reggae band
no.
at all.
And you have to also, because MTV was so big, Sting was a massive sex symbol.
Yeah.
He was a really good-looking, mysterious, almost to the point of being... could show up as an evil character in a Bond movie, that type of good-looking guy,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there was something magical about him.
You know his first name, Bob?
Sting's first name?
Yeah. I don't even know his first. Oh,
I have no idea.
What is it?
Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon.
Gordon Sumner.
Okay.
Where's Gordon? I believe that's right.
By the way, your album of the year, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
So the five finalists were The Police, Synchronicity, Flashdance, the original soundtrack.
Oh, God.
David Bowie, Let's Dance.
That was massive.
Billy Joel, An Innocent Man, and Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Oh, okay, so Thriller one.
It was,
you had to go up against Thriller.
Yeah, that's the thing. In 1983, if you were a pop band, you didn't stand a chance. And Police, in spite of Michael Jackson, like I said, was voted by numerous publications the biggest band in the world.
I can't believe.
And then they broke up.
And I guess they got back together for a couple of runs here in the last decade.
They did, but they never released. I mean, as far as their recording.
Yeah, they just stopped recording.
They stopped making albums.
That's wild. I had no idea.
Why did we have Stuart Copeland up here live in studio? It wasn't to promote a Police reunion.
No, I think that he...
Was he doing... Did he write a book?
Yeah, I thought he had a gig.
A buck?
I thought he had a gig or something.
Maybe so.
Maybe he had a side band or something
Lee Harvey's.
Like that. But do you guys remember this? This was... This is on radio quite a bit as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Radio and MTV.
Crank this up, Mono. See if they got this in there.
Radio
crank
and MTV
up.
Were interchangeable, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
Rock radio, that type of stuff.
And it is different than Ghost in the Machine because it's guitar, bass, and drums. And in Ghost, they had so many layers, so many overdubs, so many synthesizers. They hated each other so much that when they recorded... Not for sonic reasons, they all recorded in separate rooms, and they would do their overdubs independently of each other, so they would never really have to cross paths. And you watch the documentary on them.
This is pretty great, too.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
You watch the documentary on them, and you just see how much Stuart Copeland and Sting just rub each other.
This also was very, like, not this song in particular, but Every Breath You Take was every, because I had to go, my parents made me go to all the dances, you know, and it was all the boys on one side and all the girls on the other, and that song would start playing, you know, and you would just be like, oh, God, I got to go ask a girl to dance. Oh, I hated it.
And you had to dance to Every Breath You Take?
Yes, of course. And then Open Arms and all that garbage. It just makes me uncomfortable now thinking about it. Seventh grade me having to go through that.
You should go home and ask your wife to dance and just turn this on your phone.
To this.
To see what she would
hey,
do.
Hey, would you like to dance?
Just give her one.
Baby.
Airbud.
Yeah. AirPod. Thinking about you a lot today after the Mavs win. And I was just wondering, like, maybe you'd like to dance.
I think Airbud might be a dog.
What would she do?
If I asked her to dance.
Say, no. If you said, look, babe, I don't know why, but I've been really thinking fondly of you today after the Mavs win, and I was just wondering if you'd like to dance.
I'll record that if you would like.
Boy.
You have to work in the Mavs.
Yeah.
That because the Mavs won, you've been really thinking romantically about
it. It really made me think about what I think about you.
And yeah. Will, the first thing out of her, you have to set odds of the first thing out of her mouth
are
will be
recording?
Like, are you recording me right now?
Would you like to dance?
Yeah.
And then just turn on, dung, 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 dung.
I just produce a jam box and just set it there, yeah.
All right. So
how long ago was that?
38 years.
38 years.
It doesn't seem like it's that long. My God, most of the good rock stars were dead by 27. This album outlived that by 11.
We're going to die in like 2 weeks.
Seriously, so how are we still alive?
I don't know.
What was his bold claim that Gordon was obsessed with, though? Not well, this Gordon was obsessed with that Gordon. Was it 24 hours of making
of
love?
Tantric sex, which is so stupid. So, oh, yeah, Sting, he's all into this thing.
You understand,
and
you're getting on a different spiritual level with your partner.
Right!
24
Pass.
Hours.
Yeah, I went out! Look, can I quit now? In like 8 minutes.
That's the Lakers tonight. Come on.
God. But we're doing tantric. I know.
Home.
I'm no good at this.
Like 2 hours into it, you're like,
I got 22 more of these?
Can I have a sandwich?
Can you turn into someone else?
Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday to Sting and Synchronicity.
There you go. All right. Community Quick Hits.
Next.